David Lee Roth, and just like Paradise, it is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, and Mick Malloy.
Been joined live in the studio, yeah. I see. He's been in there beavering away on his new podcast, which we'll get to the bottom of in just a minute. We love it when he swings by because he can hold an intelligent conversation about most things. But today we want to speak to Mr. Howcroft. How are you, sir?
Hello, everyone.
Specifically about the coronavirus. How are you, Russell?
I'm great. It's very nice to be back in the studio, and there's traffic.
What's it like?
There's traffic out there.
Is there traffic? Is that a good thing?
Well, not when you're in it, but yes.
Not when you're in it.
But obviously it is a good thing. I've been in the car twice today. I actually was in a traffic jam. It was insane. Down Swan Street, not moving. So that was interesting.
Fantastic.
Of course, yeah, exactly. So how good is this? We've got traffic jams are back.
So you've been out and about. You were telling us just before we went to air that you've caught a plane recently. Where to and from? And talk us through
how
the experience. Because you're one of the first post-coronavirus to get on one of these.
Well, so I flew to Canberra. So a midday flight on Virgin. And it's ironic because, of course, as you queue up, they say you need to stay 1.5 metres apart. And people do really try and do the right thing.
Yeah, they do. Try and do the right thing.
And then, of course, you sit on the plane and obviously you're not 1.5 metres apart. Now, that's
right.
Is it a full plane? Are you sitting next to people?
Well, was interesting, I started off next to someone, but that was my fault because I got there so late that they had to sort of scramble me on the plane. But then once we were up and about, I was on an aisle and they'd locked off all the middle seats.
Yes.
And you know what? The vibe was fine.
Is everyone wearing face masks?
Yeah.
No, but I think that you know, watching what's going on in Europe, US, you would think that that'll be what people will start doing.
Like,
I mean,
why not? Flight attendants wearing masks?
No, they weren't.
That's unusual. I think Qantas are going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to give the option to and handing them out.
Yeah, I did say
one.
That with, you know, like, no, they weren't. I don't think they were. I don't remember them wearing masks. And then,
do you remember much? Why were you late?
Yeah, I know, right?
What do you mean you were late?
Yeah, and then I know. And
you'll
I
have
flew,
it for sure. You'll have it for sure. Oh,
yeah.
You've got coronavirus.
Yeah,
you've got
the
Rona.
Oh, no.
The Rona.
And then flying back from Canberra on the same night, that was a bit weird. So 7 o'clock. At the Canberra airport, there was only one plane leaving, which was the one I was on, which was a Dash 8. So that's the propeller from Melbourne to Canberra.
Right.
Probably an hour and 20 flight with maybe 20 people on the plane.
Right.
But again, it was okay. And Dash 8s are okay if the weather's okay, as you know. So it was that little beautiful calm period that we had in Melbourne. Yeah. And so it was fine. The flight was fine. That was a little bit weirder. You know, and then you arrive at the airport and there's
in-flight service, are they still giving you a packet of peanuts?
Water and a packet of peanuts or a packet of pretzels with the almonds, you know, that sort of thing. No, look,
but
whatever.
But that's normal.
I think, okay, so we're going to fly less. Probably the price of a seat's going to increase. But you know what? I think that's what's happening across the board. I reckon there's a price, you know, The equilibrium of price is going to change quite dramatically,
it's
I reckon.
It's hard to gauge too, Russell. Were you going to do with work? Because they have encouraged us not to travel unless you really have to.
Yeah, and that was a really have to thing. I had to get there.
You're going to see a minister, weren't you? You're going to see a minister to get some money, crowbar some money out of the public purse.
I was,
That's what I get.
It was a face-to-face. Yeah. Hey, do you think business meetings will now, there'll be more done in Zoom
for
post-coronavirus?
Sure. Absolutely, for certain. And I actually think for certain over the long term as well.
Do you enjoy them?
Yes, I do. I think that what is true, lots of things were changing, but they weren't changing fast enough. And, you know, the country in a lot of ways, we were, you know, constipated really. Like there wasn't a whole lot of good stuff going on. Business wasn't really moving that fast. Socially, we weren't moving that fast. Culturally, we weren't moving that fast.
Have you seen innovation in advertising and how people have been creative at this time?
Yes, and there has been a lot of innovation in that. Well, people are using their phone to create incredible, as we all know. The TikTok thing, I think, is fascinating. I'm just, you know, I'm a
bit overdanky dancing, I've got to say.
Me too.
Is that pretty much the extent of it?
Yeah.
Famous people dancing like their dad?
Yeah, but I sort of quite like the fact that dads are dancing with their kids. And there's an interesting sort of little, and it's not about like me, like me, like me. It is very refreshing. It's creative. I think the tone of voice is changing. I think that there's a much more, we're not talking down to people. I think the media has almost caught up with the fact that, hang on a second, we've got a new tone of voice now. I hope that tone of voice stays. It's a more balanced tone of voice. It's not accusative. I think we're all over that.
That's yes, an interesting observation.
I agree with you.
And wouldn't that be great if that sticks? Because we will. Because I think we all want to use this time for the country to, you know, to innovate, to reimagine what it could be. Neither of those things
is it
are
a reboot?
Happen.
Do you think it'll be a reboot? Do you think we're going to come out and create a world that's on a different tangent now than a different trajectory than it was on?
That is the opportunity, Mick. That's the opportunity. But it's as the last few months have taught us, it is about government. Governments
what will we be
hold
spending money
the levers.
On?
Well, not as much.
I'll tell you what, let's go to a break and come back and continue this because it's a fascinating conversation. We want to know which way we're headed and who's going to buy ads on our dopey radio show. That'd be nice.
All right, yes, Russell Howcroft is with us after this. This is Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Russell Howcroft in studio. By the way, brand new world podcast. You want to get that? It's free. Podcast One Australia app or wherever you get your podcasts as well. Kennedy Malloy.
Tell us about the podcast. What is it?
Okay, called Brand New World because that's what we're in.
Yep.
So clearly what's happened is audiences have gone up dramatically. I mean, audio audiences, insane growth at, you know, Southern Cross Austereo. Yes. In fact, across the board, TV audiences have gone up. Obviously, we're all triple screening. That gives advertisers an incredible opportunity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because the price of advertising's declined. Right. So you've got increase in audience, price of advertising going the other way. So you can get into the market at a very decent rate. Smart advertisers know that if you advertise during downturns, you do slingshot out better. That's not just hyperbole. There is academic.
Can you tell me what that means, slingshot out better?
Okay, so when we all start spending money again, there will be winners, there will be losers. If you've invested in advertising during the downturn, you have what's called top of mind awareness, right? So you are more top of mind than your competitors. It's all about share of voice in the market.
So you remember, your recall is better.
So you
buy that.
Talk about these things.
You buy
that. On your podcast. Yep. Who, do you have guests on or is it just you? Because we always call you ad guru because gurus only come from the advertising industry.
It sounds like you've got a lot of gurus.
Well, are you surrounded by gurus? What do you do?
We've got fantastic guests. So those that follow the media marketing world may know a bloke called Mark Ritson. So Professor Mark Ritson. Yes. He's really seriously worth listening to because he's highly entertaining and because he's got an academic, he is an academic, he can actually prove up this stuff.
Yep.
So, you know, he's awesome. And today I did an interview with Zoe Foster Blake to talk to her about her business.
Well, she knows how to market that girl. She's clever.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, reminded us.
Is she an influencer, Jane? Would you call her an influencer?
Yes, definitely.
Just a little bit. Right?
I'm an influencer now, too. Oh, right. Did you know that, Russell?
She reminds. I know that. She reminds all of us in the world of brand media marketing, the most important thing, it always has been, always will be, is you need to know how to write.
Yes.
Writing.
Well,
yes. Right,
and she's a writer, so that's very helpful.
And she it's in a natural salesperson. So I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to call it The Wrong Girl, or The Younger Man, or Playing the Field, or you know, No One Likes Farts. She writes, the name of the book is an advertising headline.
Right. I'm just glad that she's good at business because I know she's not happy at home. Mate, I'm good. Mate, we can't wait. Dial it up. It's on Podcast One. Yeah. We can't wait to catch up and keep giving us these updates because they're very helpful to everyone navigating their way through this very tricky time.
And we're open for business too, by the way,
absolutely.
On Kennedy Malloy.
Well, and the audiences.
Good bang for buck.
Audiences are growing. Price of entry is fantastic. National show, get into it.
Never been an idiot. The train is leaving the station. Get on it.
Get on it.
Brand New World, that's the podcast. Podcast One Australia app or wherever you get your podcast. Russell Howcroft there. This is Kennedy Malloy.